24. Escape from war-torn country. Today has been a landmark day in Michael's life. He has graduated from college. People leave their homes and go to different countries for a number of reasons. Often they are economic migrants, looking for a better standard of living. In Michael's case, the reason was more traumatic. 10 years ago, his family was forced out of their war-torn village. Michael and his wife and young child walked 300 kilometres to the coast to escape the fighting. And in desperation, they tried to reach safety by crossing the sea in a small boat. They nearly died of exposure, but were rescued by a passing cargo ship. When they reached the nearest country, they were treated as stateless people because they had insufficient identity documents. After a long and worrying wait and a lot of investigation, they were given a visa for Canada. They arrived on a bitterly cold January day and spent the next few months in a tiny room, while Michael got a work permit and looked for a job. He worked hard at low-paid part-time jobs and at learning the language. Then he began to study at night for the qualifications to enroll for a college course. 10 years after the terrible events, which forced them to leave their home and country, Michael and his family are happily settled into a new life. Michael's story is fiction, but the situation is recognisable for thousands of people, and things do not always work out so well. There are many difficulties for migrants of all kinds, and for the countries which receive them.